84 degrees, a slight breeze out of the southwest. Tonight, 80% for showers and thunderstorms, especially after midnight, low around 66. And then Wednesday, 81 the high, 90% for showers and thunderstorms, 60% Wednesday night. But back to this afternoon, partly sunny and 84, 40% for showers and storms in southwestern Kentucky.
1046, Alan Watts is at Pro Solutions as part of Farm Safety Week. The only question I have is if Alan has scarfed up one of those pork chops yet. Alan?
I bet we can probably find one. I think there are a few pork chops left. Most of them are gone, though, because this crew, the Pioneer guys, Jay and Robert, they got up early and started out early. And Susan, you guys have got a lot of meals going out to farmers now.
We sure do. I think the last ones are getting ready to go out the door. We're delivering almost 300 or right at 300 today.
How big of an effort is that for your folks to get out and do that?
Hey, it takes a village, it takes a team, but we've got one of the best that I've ever worked with, and everybody really pitches in, and I can't say enough about our cooks, the great guys with Pioneer, and all of the chemical manufacturer reps that support this project. Pioneer does the cooking, and then reps from Syngenta, Bayer, BASF, Helena, FMC, Rosen's, and Corteva all help to make this possible. And we couldn't do it without the great folks that we work with. And I also need to give a big shout out to one of our employees here in Pembroke. Tara Borden is our administrative assistant, and she works so hard in making this happen as well. So thank you so much, Tara.
Back to your FFA days. She did it all without notes, too. I think it's pretty dang good, Susan.
Well, thank you. I've had a little bit of practice over the years.
Yeah. For folks who may not remember, now, you were the first Kentucky FFA president, first lady Kentucky FFA president. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. In 1989 and 90, I was Kentucky's first female state president. So they kind of consider me a pioneer for the female gender. However, I'm just so proud to be involved or have been involved in an organization that laid the fundamentals of basic life skills. FFA and 4-H, there's no better organizations to be part of.
All these years later, you're still right in the middle of agriculture, and that's where you wanted to be. I mean, you grew up in agriculture, FFA experience, 4-H experience, and you're right in the middle of it today.
That's right, Alan. It's in my blood. So I grew up on a tobacco and beef farm just outside Lexington, Kentucky, and after I graduated from the University of Kentucky, my career path led me to Central Indiana, where I was a chemical rep for several years. It's where I've had and raised my children. And then I got back to my Kentucky roots here with Pro Solutions about 8 years ago. And I've got two daughters that are very involved in agriculture. One's a geneticist and one works for Bayer Crop Sciences. And I'm just very proud that they chose agriculture as their route.
I know I see your daughter Shelby quite often in out there in the agriculture world, especially the Farm Machinery Show. She's such a sweetheart and very, very good at what she does.
Thank you. She loves her job and it's in her blood. And just by watching her father and myself and how we conducted business as chemical reps back in the day, we consider relationship selling to be the best way to sell products. And Shelby has continued that.
She does an awesome job with that. And we're friends on Facebook, so I enjoy seeing her picture. She travels quite a bit. I love to see where she is from time to time, where she's going.
She has a lot of fun. So not only does she work hard with Bayer, but she plays hard. She has a passion for working cattle with horses, and she competes in cattle sorting. So we have a lot of fun with that on the weekends.
Nothing wrong with that. I know you raise some cattle from time to time as well. So you guys, you're no stranger to the cattle business either.
That's right, Alan. That's kind of it is one of my passions, not only crops, but also cattle. And boy, has the cattle market been on a run.
Wow. You look up every day and think, how much higher can it get? And the next day, it's a little higher.
Exactly. And I think today it's on the move again as well. All it takes is a headline.
And the good news is the demand for beef has not slowed down either. People still love their beef.
Exactly. The high beef prices have not caused people to push away from the table yet. The demand is very strong, very strong.
So you've obviously had a career involved in agriculture. What does it mean to you? What do you enjoy about working with farmers? What does it mean to have a career like you've had, Susan?
What I enjoy most about working with growers is that I'm working with great people that take a lot of pride in what they do, and it really shows.
It makes a big difference, doesn't it? And you've got some great folks you work with in farms and Christian County, Trigg County, Todd County, surrounding area here. You guys work with, well, obviously delivered over 300 lunches today. A lot of farmers out there connected to those lunches.
Yes, sir. So the lunches today went out throughout Christian County, Todd County, and even over into Logan County. Pro Solutions has 8 locations. We're based in Springfield, and we also have a turf division. We also own a chemical company. So we are very diverse.
You can't beat that. And you guys, customer service is really what you're focused on. And whether it be talking about bushels in the bin, one of your commercials I hear from time to time on the Ag Report, or just working with them and helping them find the right solution. You guys work with them from start to finish each crop year.
We sure do, Alan. And for those who are not involved directly with farming, if you need any lawn care products, we are glad to serve you. We have a golf course division, a lawn care division. And if you're out there looking for that big buck and you want some antlers on your wall, we sell a lot of great deer products out of our Crofton location.
I was thinking Crofton's the one that does that, that's for sure. We talked with Robert a little bit about canola. You guys, you hear much interest in canola from your standpoint?
We are. So in Western Kentucky this year, it's anticipated that there will be over 110,000 acres of canola planted. And Pioneer is the only source of that canola. So they've really got the numbers dialed in.
That's true. A great partnership with them and Bunge Chevron, I think. And so farmers who want to try something a little different, they're trying canola and love to hear that.
They are. It gives the grower a different source of income if they feel like wheat, if the bottom line of wheat is not what where they would like it. Canola is an option for certain growers.
So farmers are hearing this and thinking it's probably too late for this year because it's probably already in the ground. Obviously, next year you need to get on board.
Absolutely. If you're interested in canola, you can talk with the folks at Pro Solutions, and we can connect you with the people that you need to get with.
Susan, it's always great to be with you during Farm Safety Week. I know you wish all your farmers out there to stay safe, but enjoy a meal today from you guys, and just take a little time to think about yourself this week.
Yes, take care of yourself. As I mentioned before, when you leave home every morning, we want you to arrive home safely that evening, and we really appreciate the efforts of you, Alan, and John Morgan at WKDZ in helping getting the message out for everyone to be safe during harvest season and all times of the year.
We love it. We love being here. Always enjoy looking. I always look forward to visiting with Susan and the folks here at Pro Solutions. They do a great job. And, of course, we're National Farm Safety Week. We're on the road. We're going to head up the road a little.